Welcome back to Matt Flynn, director on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, Donald Trump, is up to his old tricks, revenge tour. He's on a revenge tour. You know, the amazing thing about the guy, he was president of the United States. He claims he made $1 billion, big shot on TV and all that. The fact that he likes revenge is amazing to me. Amazing to me. He likes revenge, even though all of that happened to him. His latest stop on the revenge tour, which is going around the country, putting up primary challenges to anybody who voted to impeach him, anybody who even said that maybe the insurrection was a bad idea, anybody who doesn't worship him, worship the cult of Trump. Well, he goes to Wyoming. Liz Cheney is running again, of course. She's terrific, very conservative. Don't agree with Liz Cheney in a lot of things. But Liz Cheney read the Constitution. Liz Cheney is standing by the Constitution. She says it's a lie that Trump was defrauded in the election, that the big lie is exactly what it is, a lie. And she accepted appointment by Nancy Pelosi to the special committee investigating the January 6th insurrection. And she was one of 10 House members who are Republicans to vote to impeach Donald Trump. As a result, the revenge tour settles. There's a big buzzer that flies in and it settles in Wyoming. And it's settling in the other 9 states too, districts where those people voted to impeach him. So Trump looks around and there's a whole bunch of people running against her, which is really stupid on the revenge tour's part because it only takes a plurality vote, not a majority. What does that mean? There's no ranked choice voting. If 10 people run and one of them gets 18% and everybody else gets less than that, that person is the nominee for the Republican Party. And in Wyoming, that's tantamount to election. Everybody out there, I mean, it sounds like everybody out there is riding a horse with a cowboy hat and a leather vest and going, partner, I'm a Republican. Doesn't matter how much money Wyoming has or how much it needs or how much it gets from the federal government. They don't know what a Republican is. They do not know what a Republican really is these days. They have their head stuck 50, 100 years ago. Anyway, she would win if she gets the most votes. Initially, Trump was sniffing around a guy out there who it turned out had a very, very embarrassing thing in his background. Trump ditched him. And now he has endorsed a woman named Harriet Hagerman. What they're hoping is that in this primary, Harriet Hagerman will get more votes than Liz Cheney. She'll never get a majority. She'll never get a lot of votes, but they might sneak her in. Harriet Hagerman ran for governor in 2018, didn't win. And she supported Liz Cheney in Liz Cheney's elections to the House before this. She spoke for Liz Cheney, said Liz Cheney is a great person. And she was right back then. Liz Cheney is a great person. Well, suddenly she hates Liz Cheney. Crooked Donald Trump has come in and said, I'm for Harriet Hagerman. If Harriet Hagerman gets nominated, she will get elected out there, unfortunately. And if she's elected out there, Trump has a captive vote in the House of Representatives. For whatever he did in the past, for whatever he does in the future, it's important for Liz Cheney to win that race. Very, very important for her to win that race, in my view. She's a leader in the House, and when the day comes that the Republican Party throws off the Trump infection, the Trump malignancy, about conspiracy theory and destruction of democracy, she'll surface as one of the leaders of the Republican Party again. We very much need her. So keep a sharp eye on that. Liz Cheney, now Trump endorsing Harriet Hagerman on the revenge tour. Statistic came out, very disturbing. student debt in this country, what do you think it is? In other words, all money owed by students for student loans. $1.73 trillion. Trillion with a T. $1.73 trillion. The states with the most debt per capita are West Virginia and New Hampshire. The states per capita with the least debt are California and Utah. Now, California has a lot of people, almost 40 million people. West Virginia and New Hampshire don't have many people. California has it better under control, and so does Utah, than West Virginia and New Hampshire. And yet West Virginia and New Hampshire have Republican governors, and they are they're most likely to oppose anything the Democrats do to relieve student debt. Well, I want to be heard on this because I think it's bigger than just, well, should the Democrats pay off some of the student debt? Much of the student debt is going to private colleges. They call themselves colleges, and you've seen all of their names. They're private. They're for-profit colleges. And these for-profit colleges, sometimes we usurp the name of a state. So they'll, and this is just an example. I have no idea if there actually is something like this, but like the University of, say, Southern New Hampshire, or the University of Northeastern West Virginia, you know, that kind of thing, don't exist in the public sector, but it sounds soothing. You know, if you say, I went to the University of Wisconsin, Milwaukee, or La Crosse, these are great colleges. Oh, yeah, that's terrific. Or the University of Chicago, the University of Illinois in Chicago, that kind of thing. So they should not be permitted to do that. No private for-profit entity should be able, by law, to use the name of a state. Number two, they should not be able to use the name university. They should not be able to use the name college. That has an historical connotation that goes back to Plato. All right? Plato, about 350 or so BC, 2,300 years ago, roughly. Plato set up the academy. What was the academy? The academy was the first university, and it simply in Greek means a grove of trees. They sat around a bunch of trees in Greece. Plato, you know who his best student was? Aristotle. And you know who Aristotle's best student was? Alexander the Great. Those are the kinds of universities it goes back to. The Sorbonne in France had a university in the 13th century. So did Oxford. We have great universities letting these for-profit outfits, and they suck up enormous federal loans. What happens is a veteran or somebody just takes out a federal loan, or anybody, they default, the federal government has to make it up. It has to pay, and has to pay the private, for-profit university, or they give it to them in advance, and they give it to the for-profit university, and it's all, and all this stuff, mostly anyway, is all online. These aren't educations. The money that goes to education from the government should only go to public universities in the states, period, end of story. None of this private stuff, none of this for-profit stuff, no for-profit universities. Only these people can go to MATC. They can go to a good university in Wisconsin. Tired of this, $1.73 trillion. And no use of state names and no use of the word university or college. Going to a break, the lines are still open, 844-96- 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.